I'm sitting here with Greg from Middletown, Delaware. I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule. I know you work a full-time job and you've got a lot of physical activity going on, and you make room in your day to trade foreign currency. Is it okay if I ask you some questions about that?
Go ahead and shoot. Not a problem.
Alrighty, thank you. First question is, how long have you been trading the Forex Strategy Secrets System?
Well, I've been trading the Forex Strategy Secret System for a couple months, but it's taken me, I guess, about 6 months to learn it.
How long have you been interested in trading Forex, or how long have you been trading?
Well, I guess I've been trading close to 6 years, you know, off and on, not consistently. Some days I'll trade really well, and other days, you know, I'll bomb and won't be so successful.
Why did you come looking for another trading system?
Well, you know, like when you're trading and when you have a bad day, you're always searching for something else out there. And believe it or not, I just stumbled upon Forex Strategy Secrets over the Internet. I seen a video, I watched it, and I thought, well, you know, look at these guys. I'm thinking, well, I don't know about this, but I seen free, and I seen free training room. And I thought, well, if it's free and you get in the trading room, you could watch these people trade, I'm going to check it out. So basically, I was surfing the Internet, and that's how I stumbled upon Forex Strategy Secrets.
You had mentioned in a previous comment consistency. What does consistency in trading mean for you, Greg? What have you found has become more consistent for you?
Well, Michael, I have a goal, you know, each and every day when I trade to Forex. I got a plan, okay, and my plan is to grab 30 pips each and every day out of the Forex market. And if I could do that, okay, that's consistency, you know, for me. And I'm able to do that with the Forex Strategy Secret System. Almost, I don't want to say easily, but so far it's been pretty awesome. And there are days that I've really exceeded that. Specifically one day last week, you know, you and I were talking, and I happened to grab 130 pips in one day.
Wow.
And that was pretty awesome for me. That exceeded my goal, but that's okay.
How long have you been live trading our system, Greg?
I guess I've been trading the system live. I guess it's been about 3 months.
Okay. And what has been your experience as you've tried to hit your 30 pip goal? Have you done it pretty much every day?
I've done it. Today, believe it or not, I've gotten 24 pips today.
Okay.
But it seems like it evens itself out. Some days I'll get much more than that, and other days I'll get, you know, pretty close to 30 pips or maybe a little under. Like, again, today I hit for 24. So far this week I've gotten 96 pips. So I figure it's only, you know, we got two more training days to go.
Awesome.
And, hopefully, I'll get my, you know, 60 or so more pips.
What's so important about collecting these 30 pips? What does that mean to you in terms of your ultimate goal?
Well, what I do is I try and get a certain percent in my account. You know, if I could get that, consistently see my account growing. And that's my goal. My goal, believe it or not, is to become, this is sort of my retirement. My goal is to become financially free trading in the Forex. Okay, and so far, you know, since I've joined Forex Strategy Secrets and have been using the Forex Strategy Secrets system, I've been achieving that. I'm taking small chunks out of the market. I just keep in back of my mind, somebody once told me, and I always said it was, that's pretty true, that, you know, the Forex is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And the power of compound interest is pretty amazing. You really don't have to go out there and get hundreds of pips a day. Okay, you don't have to go out there and get 80, 90 pips a day. If you can get out there and grab, you know, 30 pips a day, you know, well, that equates to about 150 pips a week. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And you could surely build an account up with 150 pips a week.
Boy, no kidding. That is fantastic, Greg. Do you change your lot size every day?
Actually, I do, but I actually start out with a certain amount of money in my account. Okay, and when I double that, I go back again and redo it.
Got
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, that makes sense. A lot of our students, Greg would probably want to know, with this, you say you're working a full-time job?
Yes.
How full-time is full-time for you? How many hours a week do you have to work?
Well, I usually do 40 hours a week, but sometimes, you know, I get forced over also. When I don't get relieved at my position, I have to stay. And, you know, sometimes that happens where, you know, I might have to stay an extra 16 hours in a week, wow, you know, above that 40 hours. So that happens every once in a while.
Can you give us an idea, Greg, how many trades a day that you need to take, or how many hours a day on average that you would need to spend to make this 30 pip goal?
Well, you know, some days when the market's moving, you know, you could do it quite fast. You know, I'm the type of person that I like, when I have the time, and I like to be up, even if I grab them 30 pips out of the market, I'm still watching the market. I'm still looking at it. I'm still checking it out. I'm in front of the computer, not my 30 pips, but I'm still looking at the, you know, the different currency pairs and watching where they're going. I'm basically, what I'm doing is I'm sort of, if it makes sense to you, I'm sort of getting in tune with the market a little bit.
Gotcha. Okay, so you don't have the temptation then to enter another trade necessarily. Once you hit your daily goal, you stop trading.
I stop trading when I'm done, and every once in a while what I'll do is I'll go on my demo account and do some trades.
Got it.
You know what I mean? If I have to make a trade, I'll jump on my demo account, but I won't trade on my live. Once my goal's accomplished, unless it's taken off on me. You follow me?
Yes.
If it's taken off on me, I'll let it go.
That is perfect. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that. How many hours a day would you say that you spend trading?
That depends. I do get up in the, a lot of times I'll try and get up in the European trading room, and perhaps I'll spend, you know, maybe an hour and a half in the European trading room. If the market's not moving, you know, I'll go to bed, and then I'll get up in the United States trading room and spend maybe another 2 hours.
Okay.
In the U.S. trading room. So you're probably about, you know, I want to say maybe about 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, you know, in a day.
Doing what you're doing right now, Greg, if everything stays the same, do you feel that you'll be able to achieve your ultimate financial objectives using our system?
Yes, I would, easily.
Okay.
And the key to it would be, for me, okay, would just be to be disciplined. Take that little chunk out of the market and be disciplined, and worry about, you know, let your account grow. Just keep that compound interest going. Let your account grow. Take your 30 pips out of the market. If anything happens above that, that's a bonus in my mind.
Wow.
Now, you know, maybe later on down the road, I might expand that to 50 pips.
Right.
Maybe 60 pips. But
right,
right now, I'm sort of locked in at 30 pips a day, you know, and I'm achieving that, and it's pretty awesome. And yeah, I've never done that before.
Congratulations, Greg. That is absolutely super. I think that is the one thing that you possess as a trader that, when combined with our system, makes for success, and that is your strict discipline to a schedule, to going into our trading rooms, to using the same strategy each and every time. And, you know, I think there are a lot of traders that would love to trade places with you that maybe trade 10, 12 hours a day. If they could get 120 to 150 pips a week, that would be fantastic.
Sure, sure. And look, you know, for anybody out there that's looking for an opportunity to trade the Forex market, and you know, from my experience, this is it. You know, anytime you get an opportunity to see a system, to see people trading the system live in a trade room, and you see how that system's working. Okay, there's a lot of, you know, Michael, there's a lot of internet marketers out there that, you know, sell their systems on the internet, and they cherry pick their shots on the screen, and it's all like a cloak and dagger scene. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not real, but ask this question to yourself. Anytime you're exploring an opportunity to trade the Forex or learn to trade the Forexes, can I watch it? Can I watch these people trade live? Can you prove it to me?
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, Jed and Kirk and you and Natalie and Clark and just to name a few people that are in the trading room, they prove it each and every day. And it amazes me every time I watch, you know, you guys trade. And it really inspires me, too, because you guys make a heck of a lot more pits than me. And I'm humble. I go in here and I try and get my 30 pits, and I'm, like, amazed at the pits that you guys make.
Really want to compliment you, Greg, on your consistency. I think the consistency in trading is more important than large pip weeks. We've got a lot of traders that make a good number of pips each week, but the consistency, that is what you can hang a paycheck on. You know
sure.
What's coming in, and uh-huh. I think that is one of the key elements of your success, is that you have focused, you have disciplined yourself not to get back in the live market, even though it's tempting at times, I know.
It is. I was tempted the other day when you and I were talking. I said, did you see all them yen pairs drop?
Right.
And that day I got 38 pips. And what did we say? All the yen pairs combined were 2,300 pips?
2,300 pips that day. I think some of the yen pairs moved 400, 450. I think maybe some of them moved 600 pips that day.
Now, wouldn't that tempt you to get back in?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, Greg, that it takes great discipline to do that, and I have a great deal of respect for you. You're really a model of what a good trader, retail trader, can be.